Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she will step down from her role as the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Feinstein is giving up her powerful post after public criticism of her bipartisan outreach and her handling of Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings. The 87-year-old senator said in a statement yesterday that she will not seek the position in the next Congress. She did not say why, but said she would instead focus on wildfire and drought issues and the effects of climate change, which are important to us here in her home state of California. She plans to continue to serve on the Judiciary Appropriations and Intelligence panels. California Governor Gavin Newsom is in quarantine, but he gave a COVID-19 briefing yesterday from his house. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The Newsom family is under a two-week quarantine after three of the governor's children were exposed to a CHP officer who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The family all tested negative, but are quarantining in compliance with local guidelines and will be tested regularly.
As it relates to the house, I'm blessed because we have many rooms. I'm able to do this without kids jumping on top of me. I'm in an office.
Newsom and his wife have four children between the ages of 4 and 11. The governor revealed they have a live-in employee from overseas who also tested negative. Newsom faced tough questions from reporters about photos that surfaced of him dining with a large maskless group at the Michelin-rated restaurant, The French Laundry. He continues to say attending the dinner was a mistake. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
How many of you have wild turkeys in your neighborhood? Wild turkeys, the ones we Americans don't usually eat for Thanksgiving, are flourishing. But as Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, warming temperatures might start altering where they trot.
On my bike rides around Sacramento, I run into wild turkeys all the time. But that could change. I recently found out as the climate warms, the region might just be too hot for them. Last year, Audubon, California laid out the effects of three different climate warming scenarios on birds. For turkeys, in the hottest scenario, they could lose 19% of their habitat, most of which is in the Central Valley and the Bay Area. Andrea Jones is the group's director of bird conservation.
The turkeys, both in California and nationally, are really expanding their ranges northward. And I think that's pretty interesting.
Jones says it's not all bad news for the birds that were first introduced into the state for hunting in 1877. Even in the worst case scenario, she says wild turkeys would still thrive in the rest of Northern California. But Greg Giusti doesn't totally agree. The former UC Systems wildlands ecologist is working on a book about urban wild turkey behavior. He says turkeys in rural areas may move north, but turkeys in cities will remain opportunistic.
I don't see them leaving downtown Davis because of climate change. Let me be blunt. I see them simply adapting to the environment that they're in.
Giusti says there are too many resources in cities, like water and food. But he's unsure if those wild turkeys in rural areas will move into town. Although it's a possibility. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.